Hi everyone, welcome to this training video courtesy of International Freelancers Academy. I'm Steve Slonoit, marketing coach and author. You may also know me as the co-author of The Wealthy Freelancer and the author of several other books on freelancing, copywriting, and small business success. What I'd like to talk to you about in this video is a simple thing that you can do that will double your chances of landing a project. Now, consider this scenario. Say you're a freelance copywriter, and a prospective client finds out about your copywriting services and sends you an email. And she says that she's interested in getting a brochure and some web pages written to help promote her company's new product. You're excited, of course. This is a potential new client for you. You definitely want to land that project. So how can you... What can you do to increase your chances of getting it, of getting that project? Well, the answer is going to seem very simplistic and perhaps even old-fashioned to you. And that is simply to get the prospect on the phone. It has been my experience over the years that a prospect is at least twice as likely to hire you if you can get that person on the phone rather than communicate with him or her only through email. And I'm not the only one who feels this way. In fact, most of the really successful freelancers and other solo professionals I know insist on speaking with prospects on the phone before they discuss project details or submit portfolio samples or go to all the trouble to prepare quotations and proposals. Think about it for a moment. When you're going back and forth with a prospect via email, you're asking questions, you're sending samples, you're submitting quotations, you're following up, and you're doing all that exclusively through email, well, that process, that back and forth process, can stretch over days or even weeks. And a lot can happen during that period of time. I mean, the project might be put on the back burner by the client during that period of time. Or worse, another freelancer might have been hired for the project during that period of time while you're still trying to go back and forth with the client via email. But if you can get that prospect on the phone early in the process, things can happen much, much more quickly. If you can get that prospect on the phone, you can answer all her questions right away, and you can ask questions yourself about the project and get more details. You can describe how your services are a good fit for that project, and you can give the prospect perhaps some idea of your fees, perhaps a ballpark price, and that may be enough information for that prospect to say yes right away, right there on the phone. In fact, in my own business, about 50% of the prospects I talk to on the phone, new prospects, will do just that. They will hire me on the spot. And I believe it's because I was able to get them on the phone and we were able to deal with all the issues right away. You know, this reminds me of a freelance web designer that I was talking to just a few months ago. She was following up on a project quotation to a new prospect, but she was getting nowhere. And the back and forth emails had gone on, I think, for over a month, she told me. So I said to her, I said, why don't you just pick up the phone and give the guy a call? Just call him. And you know what? She did. She called him that afternoon, and she spoke with him live for the very first time. She had been communicating with him by email for 6 weeks. First time she ever spoke to them live was that afternoon when she picked up the phone and called. And 5 minutes into the call, after she had addressed a couple of minor issues that he had with her price proposal, she got the project. And you know what? I don't think she would have gotten the project if she didn't pick up the phone and call him. So the phone, as old school as this technique may be, the phone is a powerful means of communication that, you know, in this age of email and texting and online chatting, really is all too often overlooked. It's sitting right there on your desk. Use the phone. It's a powerful marketing tool, a powerful way to land the project. So let me give you some action items, a couple of exercises on how to get prospects on the phone more often. So here's action item number one. is create an email template that invites prospects to call you. So when you get a prospect who sends you an inquiry into your services via email, you have something ready, already written, that you can, you know, perhaps adapt very quickly and reply right away to get that prospect on the phone. Let me give you an example of a typical email template that you can use. Here's a sample email. Let's set up the scenario just like I did at the beginning of this video. Let's say that a prospect has contacted you by email inquiring into your services. Here's something that you could say in reply. Hi, Joan. Thanks for your inquiry into my email copywriting services. When is a good time to call you to discuss your requirements? Just let me know a day and time that's convenient for you and the number I can reach you at, and I'll call you. Or you can call me right now at 905 and then input your number. I'm in the office. I look forward to speaking with you, Steve. So that's a model email, a typical model email that you can use to get prospects on the phone. And if you use an email like that, or one just like it that's appropriate to your business, then you might be surprised how often your phone will ring a few minutes later with the prospect on the phone wanting to talk to you about the project. And like I said, if you can get the prospect on the phone, the chances of you closing the deal goes way up. And here is another exercise I'd like you to do as well. Exercise number 2, make it easy for prospects to find your phone number. Do a check. Check out your website. Is it easy to find your phone number on your website? Is your phone number even on your website? Is it easy to find your phone number in your email signature line when you send emails? And in your other marketing materials, how easy is it for prospects to find your phone number? Can you imagine a prospect wanting to talk to you about a project and being unable to do so because they can't find your number? I mean, chances are that prospect will just get frustrated and probably give up, and you don't want that. So do what you can to get a prospect on the phone, especially a new prospect. Your chances of landing the project will increase substantially if you do. I'm Steve Slonwhite, and I look forward to seeing you again on my next training video for the International Freelancers Academy.